Okay, so we were all the way on the bottom of Kovav Amun Aleph. We just started talking about the case of the question. Four lines and five lines in the page. Bab Minei Rav Huna Merav. So Bab Minei Rav Huna Merav. So Rav Huna asked Rav the following question. Kli Shareis Mahu Shiyasu Nikadshe Bedek HaBayis. So when the Kli Shareis, Rashi says top at the top Rashi, Shemisharsim Behem Mizbeach Achitzon Shubinyan Shalavanim. So they would use the Kalim on the Mizbeach that was outside. Right, there was a Mizbeach on the inside of the Heichal, which was used for the Ketores, and then outside the building there was the big Mizbeach that was used for Karbanos. So that Mizbeach, so had Kalim ever used on it. So those Kalim, could they be financed by the Bedek HaBayis, which is really to take care of the actual Beis HaMikdash, so this is technically just outside, right? Can you pay for them with the Bedek HaBayis? So Tzorach Mizbeach Ninhu, and we Kadja Bedek HaBayis, right? Also meaning they're really, on one hand, they're part of the Mizbeach, they're used for the Mizbeach, so they're part of the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, Tzorach Korban Ninhu. Or you say no, they're really just they're needed for the karbanos, and therefore you could argue that the karbanos themselves are paid for the Truma Salishka, not for the Bedek HaBayis, which is for the building, but for the karbanos that are brought in the base HaMikdash. Which one is it? So Amalei Einas and Elam Truma Salishka. So he answered that they only can be financed from the Truma Salishka. Okay, so Gemara says Eisvei, not so fast. Uke Chalosam. So the pasuk says in Divrei Yamim that when they were done, right, finishing up the Rashi says, they were finishing up, fixing up the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the pasuk he says in Divrei Yamim, and they were done, fixing it up. What did they do? So they took their leftover money and they used it for the kelim, the klei sharis. Right? So it sounds like they were doing Bedek HaBayis. Right? They were fixing up the Beis HaMikdash itself, and they took the leftover money to make the klei sharis, which shows you clearly that they were using the money from the Bedek HaBayis for the klei sharis. So Amalei da kreich ksuve la kreich neviyeh. The one who taught you to read ksuvim didn't teach you to read neviyim, because the pasuk is from the very young, which is all the way to the end of ksuvim. Didn't teach you how to read Navi. How's that? This is another pasuk. Ach lo yasa beis Hashem sefos ki la ose hamalacha yitnuhu. Because the pasuk says in Malachim Beis, right, that you shouldn't take the money that was used for the Bedek HaBayis basically, and use it for Kli Sharis. Fine. So the Gemara says, okay, that's fine. Don't bother me that I don't know Pesukim in Navi. You just told me that you have a Pasuk in Navi, which contradicts the Pasuk in Ksuvim. So don't ask Kashas on me, ask Kashas on the Tanakh. Right? So what's going on here? And it's Gemara, no, the Lokasha. Kansha Gabu Vosiru, Kansha Gabu Velohusiru. No, it depends the case. It depends on whether when they initially collected it, it was left over, or they collected differently. Look at Rashi. Shagavu l'tzarech Bedek HaBayis ve'osiru shein srichin l'kulu osim min amos ha'kli sharis. Right, meaning when you had it initially, you collected for Bedek HaBayis and there was leftovers. So that's one thing. So fine. But if you collected and it wasn't leftovers, then you can never use them for the kli sharis. Okay. So it says the Gemara. V'chigavu v'osiru ma'havi. So what? Meaning if it's forbidden to use the Bedek HaBayis for the money in the Bedek HaBayis for the klisharis, who cares what was left over? So Amrav Yavo, Leiv Bezdin Masna Alein, Im Hutzruchu Hutzruchu, Vim Lav Yehula Klisharis. Meaning, so Yavo says, yeah, because that's like when they collected the money, they know they may not have, they may not need every single shekel there. So if they know that, so then they kind of make a tanai that the money might be used for both. Right, so whenever you have a tanai and how it was used, so that kind of changes the game, and now it's not technically only Bedek HaBayis money, and therefore they're allowed to use it for both. Fine. So fundamentally, so the bottom line is that it sounds like fundamentally you wouldn't use, at least at this point, you wouldn't use the medical bias money for the Kli Sharis. But if it had been money that was left over and wasn't officially, you know, totally designated only for medical bias, so then you could use it for the Kli Sharis. Fine. So Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, Kli Sharis, by Michuma Salishka, Shenemar, Eshar HaKesef. Right, so they taught in the base manager of Yishmael that the Kli Sharis come from the Truma Salishka. So again, not from the Medaka Bias, from the Truma Salishka. How do I know? Shnemar Eshar HaKesef. Because right, it refers to it as the leftover money. Ezu Kesef Sheyesh Lo Shirai, which money can be left over. Havi Omer is the Truma Salishka. Meaning if it was Medaka Bias money, you couldn't leave it over. It has to be used for something very specific, even though we just said before there was better bias of money that was left over. Okay, fine. But typically the point is that it couldn't be left over. It's more specific. The Truma Salishka money has more flexibility. So Gemara says, "Ve'ema shirayim gufayu." Right? Maybe just say no. It was mamish just leftovers. Right? Kid Amarava ha'ola ola rishona hachanamia kasef rishon. Right? So Gemara says, no. If you wanted to argue it was really leftovers, it wasn't really, but rather just like we say ha'ola means the first ola. Same thing here, ha'kesef is the first money. It wasn't just leftovers, it was actually the initial money, and nevertheless, so if it was the initial money, it wasn't just leftovers, so then it really refers to Truma Salishka money. Fine. Okay, so Meisve, Gemara tries to attack again. Ha'ketores, bechala karbanos, sibor, bayim mitruma salishka. Ketores, and any korbanos that were brought, like the korban tamid and things that were brought on behalf of everybody, they come from the Truma Salishka. Mizbeach Azav, Ulavona, Ukle Sharis, Ban Mimosar Nisachim. They come, the Mizbeach Azav and the Lavona and the Kli Sharis all come from the Mosar Nisachim. Rashi says, what does the Mosar Nisachim? Nisachim might sound like it means like wine, like the wine that was, but it doesn't mean that. Rashi says, Mosar Nechasim, Tligi Bab Mesachas Menachos, Beperak. Shtei midos. There the Gemara has a machlokas about this. Rabbi Yechiya bar Yosef Amar birutze midos shemisafkin salsa shekiblu maos hahekdesh the suffix salsa koyimos hashana modedin lahekdesh b'mida mivuretzes tefufa v'lo b'chuga. It's referring to the salsas like the solas, right? That he brings flour for like a korban mincha and things like that. So they take that flour. And that's what they're referring to. And that's one possibility. It means that's the nisachim here is referring actually to leftover flour. And when you would bring it, right, by makrivan, mochek hamida, right, you'd have to like have a specific amount, vehem mosar nisachim umochen, so there'd be leftover flour, right? It wouldn't be an exact measurement. So it'd always be an exact measurement how much to bring. So they'd always have some leftovers. So they would, that leftover flour, they actually would sell. Ver Yochan Amar Kaosa Shishaninu Hamakabala Lav Lasapek Salsos Me Arba Sain Basala Vaamdu Mishalosh. Let's say you initially they purchased flour for the Beis Hamikdash, so that it was a certain price. And then what happened? It actually the price went down.
Commodity contract.
What?
That's a commodity contract.
Yeah. Explain again.
Yes.
With commodities, well, today that's where you enter into a contract and then there's no.
And then it changes. Right. And then it fluctuates. Yeah. Right, exactly. Shinis Yakru Misafik Ami Arba, Misapek Mi Arba, Vamakabala Sapek Mishalosh, Vahuzlu, Vamdi Midalit, right? Misafik Dalit, Vizuhi Shishanin, Mosar Nesachim, Lakate Samizbeh. The point being, there ends up being leftovers, right? And so what do you do with that money? So the point is, so that leftover money would be used for the Kli Sharis. It's not Bedek Abayis money, right? It's the most in the Sachem. Mizbeach, back to Rashi, back to the Gemara. Mizbeach Ha'ola, Halishkos, Ve'azaros, by Mekachim Bedek Abayis. But the Mizbeach itself, they brought the Korbanos on, the Lishkos and the Azaros, the parts of the building itself, so that all comes from Mekachim Bedek Abayis. Chutz L'chobas Ha'azara, things are outside that are outside the Azara. So by Mishari Hadashkos. And that comes again from the Sharadashkos. So Zoe Shishaninu, Chomas Hair, Umigdalo Seha, the Chosar Chair, by Mishari Hadashkan. All these things outside the Choma all come from the leftovers from the Lishka. Fine. So again, it sounds like from that conversation that all these things are coming from Mosar Nisachim. That's not So I guess is considered, it's not really Bedek HaBayis, that sounds like it's the opposite, right?
it's a kasha on Rava, right?
Right. Sounds like it's not from Minhag HaBayis. So Gemara says...
Or Trumas HaLishka.
Right, neither.
Right, Rava said Trumas HaLishka.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah. So Gemara says, fine, the problem is Tanai. Fine, it's actually Machalik is Tanai. Okay, this non. Most are Truma, right? The leftover Truma, what does that mean? Ma Hayosin Ba Rikuye Zahav Sipa Lebeis Kachay Kadashim. Right, the leftover truma, what would they do with it? So they would make it. They would use it for a. It means the money. Right? It was left. It was leftovers. They would use it to create a gold covering. Right within the look at Rashi, Mosar truma nishar mikupos Rosh Chodesh Nisan shemikan ve'elech in lochin korbanos sibur. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan, now they weren't taking korbanos sibur anymore. So they had money. So elamichuma chadasha kinarbin of Rosh Hashanah. So they bring from new money, so the old money that was left over, what did they do with it? So Tzipor lebeis kachay kadashim mechapin bahem haritzba v'aksalim. The kodesh kadashim was covered actually in gold. So they would use the money that was originally donated for korbanos, so they would use that to cover the floor and the walls of the kodesh kadashim in gold. Rishmal omer, mosar peros leketz hamizbeach, right? The leftover peros, they would, Rashi says, Mosar Revach Peros, meaning the money that they had left over from produce. They're going to explain what that is as you move along. So that's used for the Ketz HaMizbeach. Mosar Peros LaKetz HaMizbeach. Rashi says, Keshun Bata Minidarim, when the people were done bringing whatever they had committed to bring on the Mizbeach, Vinidavas Lochin Olos, they would take actually extra animals. Umakrivim Basal and Mizbeach Va'oros LaKohanim. So if they had left over that, the Mizbeach was empty, so they would bring like these extra korbanos, and they would give the hides to the Kohanim. Okay? So that leftover stuff was brought in the Mizbeach. And then, Moser Truma LaKlisharis, right? And the leftover Truma again, the leftover money was used for the Klisharis.
That's like Rav,
right? Right. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Moser Truma LaKetz HaMizbeach, Moser Nechasim LaKlisharis. And Rabbi Akiva said that again, the leftover money there was used for korbanos brought on the mizbeach, and the leftover nesachim was used for the klisharis. Okay, and Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim Omer, Moser nesachim leketz hamizbeach. The leftover again, leftovers from the flour was used to put on the mizbeach. Moser truma leklisharis. The leftover truma money was used for again the klisharis. And both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Chanina, they wouldn't agree when it came to the case of the peros. Fine, so peros my hobby. What do you mean peros? The sanya moser truma mahayu osimba. So what would you do with leftover truma? Again, this money. What would you do with it? Lokin peros bezul. They'd buy peros for less expensive, wholesale. Umochin osam biyoker and sell them for more money. That's how that's any business. Vaschar mikitzim bo osam mizbech, and with the leftover and whatever's left over, they use that to feed the mizbech in a certain sense. Vizui shishaninu most of peros leketz mizbech, and that's what it means that the leftover peros was used for the mizbech. Fine. So my zev ezel lo hayu modin beperos. And what does it mean that both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Chanina wouldn't be moded by the parish? What does that mean? This non Moser Shiare Lishka Ma Hayu Osimba. But then what would they do with the extra leftover money from the Trumas Lishka? Lochin Behen Yenos Shmanin Visilsos. They would buy wine and oils and flour. Vaschar La, right? Vaschar Lahektish, sorry. And what was left over, they would be makdish. They use it for hektish. Dira Bishmal. Rabbi Kiva Omer, a mishtakvin bishal hektish af lo bishal anim. Right? And Rabbi Kiva held, you can't do that. You can't take money that was originally used for hektish. It was, someone designated for the Beit HaMikdash and then use it to, do business with. You can't do that. And you can't even do that with money for the poor. So, meaning you couldn't take money that was given, in theory, if money was given to a discretionary fund. So it was like given to be used for aniyim. And you take it and you go and you invest it in a business, right? To try to make more money from it, so you can eventually give more to the aniyim. You can't do that. So b'shal hekdesh by tamlo. So we're gonna find out why not for each. So why can't I do that with hekdesh? So, and aniyas b'makom hashiras, because you can't take hekdesh, right, which was so chashuv, and use it for something else. It's like it's sort of like a malam bekodesh v'lo maridin. You can't like take money that was used for hekdesh, supposed to be used for hekdesh, and now use it as an investment that you can't do. So it says anias and anias malakum b'shiras. It means you can't do business with money that was used supposed to be hekdesh money. B'shal ani my time, but with money that was supposed to be used for poor people, it seems to make a lot of sense. So dilma misraim luhu anya v'leik lemisav, because what's going to happen? Someone's going to come to ask for money. You can say, "Oh, sorry, I'm so sorry. I invested all the money. I don't have anything left."
No liquidity.
Exactly. So you're not going to have any money left. So that's why you can't do that. So the bottom line. So that's why you can't do those things. Fine. But the bottom line after all this is we had a machlokas basically whether or not the klisharis can come from the karchei bedak avayis or they can only come from the trumas halishka. And it sounds like at the end of the day, it ends up being a machlokas tanaim, whether that was okay or not. But that's where we are. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up next week. All right, shkoyach.